Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Daily here, coming to you live from the Flipping Made Easy Studios here in beautiful Mattawan, New Jersey. And you know, you can now locate us very easily on the map. According to sources, we saw our sign yesterday that was put up. I got a text. This is how it went down. I got a text from the guy who did it. I don't even have his number saved, and somebody took a picture of the sign. So then I ran out like it was Santa Claus, and I embraced it, and I did the whole Johnny Drama thing, like take a picture in front of your
own
sign.
It's the best advertising that we've done by far, because it's 100%. On the highway. So we got our big-ass logo.
Perfect. I love it. Sturch, Gooch, and of course, AJ behind the glass. Special guest in studio right now. My best friend in the whole world. One of our avid listeners.
My arch nemesis.
Your arch nemesis is in the building. My brother Danny is here today. He's watching from afar. He's watching from the other producer chair. So Danny in the house. Getting his truck fixed, he gets to lift the truck.
He's getting the upgrade.
He's putting spinners on his truck, so you know he's got the original Sprewells. So a lot of things to talk about. Obviously, midweek hump day. First and foremost, the Gruden fallout is fun. I mean, there's just a lot of people starting to talk out. I start to say tread lightly. You know, I don't want people to go too crazy, but like, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in the NFL right now as to why there's a blind eye turned to certain things, but then when it's this, it's just...
Shout out to ESPN as usual for acting like they're breaking a story on their employee. He was employed with ESPN while this whole thing happened, and ESPN somehow covers the whole situation, but there's no mention of them employing him. And not only did they employ
him... like zero.
As far as Hawaii Mike is concerned, I guess he did the research on this, he was their highest paid employee over that stretch.
Knock on wood if you're with me. I mean, come on. That's fantastic. I mean, look, everything that's happening right now, there's a couple guys that are speaking out. We'll get to that. We'll cover that first. But today, I do want to tell you that we're going to talk about Kyrie Irving. We're going to talk about the NHL. We're going to talk about MLB playoffs. And we're also going to give out our quarter of the season awards. Technically, it's not really a quarter of the season because that would be 20 games.
No, it is because the first game didn't count. Because the Packers got beat 38-3.
Oh, that's right. So we're wiping the entire game.
You can too, because even though it was a moral victory, you still took an L. So we could just wipe away week one, and then we're undefeated. So
I like it.
Quarter of the way through,
Cowboys are 5-1 against the spread, dog. So if you're betting the Cowboys every week, guess what? You're in the money. You're plus money. Starting with Gruden. I mean, look, the guys are starting to talk. Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. He started talking about it. He says that, you know, in his locker room, none of that stuff is conversed. You're accepted for whatever skin tone and religion and whatever.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers offseason? Of course it is. He's the most zen. He's the zen master. You can't get away with
he's jumping off waterfalls.
Happy go lucky, you know, even keel, not looking like you don't give a shit kind of guy.
He does have that look. He has that I don't give a shit look. And he had that look week one, actually, since so I don't give a shit week one. Got the brakes beat off him by the Saints. So Mike Tomlin spoke out. Jerry Jones has spoke out a little bit. A lot of these guys are kind of avoiding it, saying or at least ending their comments with, and that's all I have to say.
And you know who's not avoiding it? Adam Schefter. He keeps on breaking news. Breaking news. But did you read the article about Adam Schefter, how he's tied to this whole thing?
Oh, my God. Please tell me that he sent a bad email.
Oh, 100%.
No.
And it's being brushed aside like it usually is by ESPN. Adam Schefter was essentially emailing his stories that he was writing about the Redskins to the Redskins to have them edited by the Redskins. That's like...
Wait a minute.
Worst thing you could
do. Wait. So you're telling me that he's like, here's my story. If there's anything wrong, can we edit it out? Right. So he's looking for approval.
Yes. To be fair. To be fair, I read this on a very shitty website, TotalProSports.com.
What is it?
Total Pro Sports.
Oh, I slam them every time I see an article.
The reason why I will kind of take a little bit of this serious is because you're not going to read this on ESPN. So who else is going to break this story? And there is reputable journalists that are since tweeting about it saying like this is
sources
that are tweeting about the news that if it was fake news that they wouldn't be tweeting about it. So that's where I take there's some credence in it.
Wow.
So Adam Schefter's still a piece
of
shit.
Oh my God. Oh, I mean, not in my business. I don't root for anybody to lose their job at all.
Except
Adam Schefter. Because that guy is so up everybody's ass. It's just, it just bothers me so much. just whatever. Anyway, what else are we talking? Well, let's talk some basketball, right? I mean, that's a thing that's happening right now, and unfortunately, we're not really talking the sport of basketball because, look, the Nets have made a comment. Sean Marks yesterday, who's is he British or is he Irish? Well, he's got a weird accent.
He played on the Mavericks. Accent. I don't know what he is, but
he played on the Mavericks?
Definitely a former player, Sean Marks, definitely.
He is.
Yeah.
What?
Really? Mr. Marks.
I don't know if that means that he's not British. But he could be. I don't think so.
But anyway, so he's gone on record and said the Nets officially are ruling him out. He is no longer a part of the team if he can't be a full participant in practice and all the offseason stuff and the preseason games and yada, yada, yada. Where do you got this right now, man? Like, this is, all right.
Well,
I got assaulted last year when I said this clown was a distraction based off everything he does.
I've been all over Kyrie since day one. I'm not a fan of Kyrie, and I put on the graphic, let's talk basketball, because we're not going to change anybody's opinion on the social issue here. Like, I'm not here to give mine. It is what it is. But from a basketball perspective, this raises a lot of questions. The same thing with the Gruden thing, where it's like, okay, what's next for the Raiders? Forget about all the other stuff. This is the reality of the situation. Now, Kyrie has no value to the Nets right now as a player, right? Because he can't play a home game, so essentially they're not letting him participate at all, which is the right move, I think. But Kyrie does hold value to other teams because he can play in other cities. So the same rules don't apply if he gets traded to another
city. So basically Mark Cuban can fly on in and say, hey, listen, we don't have any of this shit going on in Dallas.
So essentially you want to look at the situation like, do the Nets actually make the move? Do they trade Kyrie?
No.
And does a team, even if he can play for them, you got to imagine there's going to be some baggage. So Kyrie's trade stock is really low. Not to mention he came out and said, I learned from AJ this morning, that he'll retire if he gets traded by the Nets. And you got to believe him at this point, because when he does some crazy shit like this where he's, I'm not saying that.
So, all right, so you know what, though? Then here's my opinion on this. He doesn't want to play basketball anymore.
So if I'm the Nets, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be like, okay, well, we're going to trade you then. And if you retire, then we're off the hook for that contract.
So essentially,
the Nets really do hold the keys here, but they're going to have to actually make a move and do something and cut ties. Because once they make the announcement that Kyrie's on the block, I'm sure he's going to get butthurt about it. And if he says if he does retire and he files the paperwork, then the Nets don't owe him the money.
But why is that? Why is that even like remotely a bad thing? Like, the Nets are doing the right thing here. You know what I mean? They're trying to look after their franchise right now, and right now they're down a point guard. You know what I mean? So they're going to be like, you know what? You don't want to play here. Go somewhere else. But we're going to get something back for you.
Hey man, fool me once. I always say this wrong.
You always say this wrong.
Shame on everybody. We're going to leave it at that. But the Nets signed Kyrie full on knowing that he's this guy.
He is
whether
this guy
or not you agree or disagree with the situation, Kyrie comes with baggage. Period.
Yeah. So I agree. Well,
I say the Nets just pull the trigger and try and make a move and call his bluff. He ain't gonna leave all that money on the table.
Well, he already is, though.
Yeah, but forever. You know, you got to assume that, like, over the next 4 years, that's $160 million.
How much has he made already?
A lot.
So don't you think he's kind of well off doing his, like, if just like you said yesterday, when you told me that Gruden would never do anything ever again in the NFL.
Very, very different.
But he's also got $40 million already in the bank.
Very, very, very
plus different. Plus his ESPN
very,
money.
Very, very different. And it's because Gruden really just checked all the boxes. Kyrie's not really doing.
It was a clean sweep.
Yeah, like, Gruden fucked up. Kyrie's just being Kyrie. This is who he's always been. So that's it.
No, okay.
I think Kyrie will come play basketball for whoever is paying him at some point or another.
All right.
Kyrie's already made $120 million in the NBA just off his contracts alone.
Yeah, and goodbye.
No, that's not even including his tenure with the Nets. And he also has the Nike deal as well. So,
well, Nike might pull it.
Well, if not. There we go.
Right? Am I wrong? Like, there's things that happen
so
like that.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
So if there's no basketball, there's no money. So eventually Kyrie will come around. It just shouldn't be for the Nets because the city is not going to allow it.
I know we're not talking about it from a political standpoint because we don't want to do that. We don't want to rub anybody the wrong way. However, I will say this. Is this somebody, like, quote, taking a stand, or is this just somebody being a jerk off? Like, is he just doing, like, this
well,
is,
well,
because I saw,
things.
All right.
It's a jerk off taking a stand because Kyrie is a jerk off and he is somebody and he's taking a stand.
So okay, so everything. So it's a mix of
everything.
Across
the board. Kyrie's a jerk off, not necessarily for this, and yes, he is taking a stand.
Okay, fine. I'm done with Kyrie, by the way. Go get your stupid shot or get off the court. That's just the way I see it right now. But, like, the people, my biggest issue is what the people are saying about this. Like, there's a lot of people out there that are saying some weird, weird shit. Like, oh, this guy's taking a stand more than this guy did. And I'm like, oh, please, God, for the love of God, don't do that. Don't go there. So before we get into the MLB playoffs, we got a note being passed. Like, all right, would you like to share it with the entire class? Probably not. That's no, fine.
It's
no,
it's a
okay, fine. Programming note. But anyway.
Programming note.
So, Gooch, I said to you last night, I said, make sure you get me some news about the Kraken. Release the Kraken right now. Go. Do it. That okay. That's not the Kraken that I was talking about.
It is the Kraken that I'm talking about because you said release the Kraken, and I was like, oh, hopefully the Yankees do release the Kraken, and they get rid of Gary Sanchez once and for all. I've been a big defender of this guy, but hey, Kraken, your crack shows when you bend down to catch a ball and you're slow behind the plate.
And you're so lazy, bro.
Gotta go, Kraken.
Who was I talking? I was talking to a former catcher.
And also, nobody cares about hockey, so I figured.
Hey, yo, relax, bro. The real Kraken started last night, and that was exciting. The NHL Kraken from Seattle. I know you're not a big fan of Seattle, the city itself. But they did open up against the Las Vegas, what the hell are they called? The Golden Knights. I forgot that for a second. Damn, my brother's like, how do you not know that? But the real team starts tonight, boy. That. The real stuff starts tonight.
Nobody cares. Not even you.
The real stuff starts tonight, and it starts with the New York Rangers. And hopefully, you know, the season. Dude, I don't remember how fast this preseason went, man. It went like, I don't know how many games they play, but boy, I felt like.
You know who else doesn't know how many games they play? This guy right here, talking about preseason hockey.
All right, well, in real hockey news, the Tampa Bay Lightning got lit the fuck up last night, 6-2.
Yo, bro.
What?
That's his Tampa squad, bro.
They got lit up. You should know.
You should have known that, Gooch. I mean,
should I have?
Did your voice just go up with this?
Also, did my voice just crack?
But wait a minute. So, all right, so Tampa Bay gets starched last night, which is fine. But yeah, you got to know that stuff, dude. That's your squad. The t-shirt's in the mail, right? I mean, the championship NHL Stanley Cup t-shirt, right? They won again last year, correct?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been out of touch with everything. We got so knee deep in football that it just everything else just went bye-bye out of my brain. So it is what it is. But yeah, puck dropped. We're ready. NHL, New York Rangers tonight. They got bigger. They got stronger. They got faster. I'm excited about the season. AJ, how do you think our Rangers are going to do?
I don't know that much about hockey. I know about betting hockey, so I look at matchups and.
You bet the Rangers tonight?
I'll check it out.
Let's go!
AJ's slowly picking his muffin throughout the show.
Yeah, I'm hungry as fuck.
It might be nice. It's nice to be off camera.
Muffin,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little. And he's got his green drink here, probably just leaking all over the place. Where's your coaster, dog?
Yeah. I don't know. Where is my coaster?
I don't know. All right. Yeah, exactly.
Don't see any coasters, God. Doug.
You're going to light the place up on fire. All right. So NHL's back. Last night, the worst of two, the worst of all evils happened as the Houston Astros move on to play the Boston Red Sox in the ALCS. This is a lose-lose for all Yankee fans because nobody wants to see this crap. The Red Sox are playing loose. I feel like they're the clear underdog heading into the series, which leads me to believe that they're going to be playing a little ahead of themselves. Cora has been a fantastic manager. I don't like the guy, but he's done his job, and I'm picking the Red Sox to win this series.
By the way, you're picking the Red Sox because that's who you think is going to win.
Yeah.
I am never going to root for the Red Sox.
I didn't say like root.
I'm
I said
hardcore.
Pick.
I hate the Astros, but I'm hardcore rooting for the Astros here. I'd rather the Astros win. Obviously.
Well, because you're accepting cheating as a lifestyle in the sport of baseball.
Of course, of course. And first of all, you should too, because it's much easier this way. Also, it's the Red Sox, bro. I've only hated the Astros for a couple years now. The Red Sox, that's deep-rooted hatred. It's not a comparison.
Wouldn't it be more of a poetic justice for the Red Sox to not only just beat the Astros, right? Astros done. No worries about those cheating bastards, right? And then after that, the Red Sox hit the World Series and just get lit the frig up. And they lose in the World Series.
No, I don't care which team loses in the World Series. I don't want the Red Sox to win the pennant, period.
Okay. Okay. But
insert
my Dodgers.
Insert cancelable joke here. I'm not going to say it, but we'll just leave it at that.
Who do you think is going to win the series, Chris?
The Astros.
I let me personally say I've watched both the Astros series with the White Sox and the Red Sox series with the Rays. The Astros are going to kill them.
Yeah?
Kill them. Bad.
I thought the Yankees were going to kill kill the Red Sox too, and that didn't happen.
The Red Sox got lucky in Game 3.
Astros Bro, first of all, Tampa Bay was the best team in the AL, and the Red Sox just beat the piss out of them.
Astros are a different
class. It was 4-4 in the ninth inning of a tie game, of a tie series, and it would have been a game-winning hit. I mean, the Red Sox did hit a two-run home run in the bottom half of the inning, so they probably would have still walked it off, but it would have changed a lot, for sure, going into that inning. It might have brought in a better pitcher because they had the one-run lead. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, in any event, my Dodgers still alive last night, so that helps. I say my Dodgers because I think that's the only team that could take out the Red Sox or the Astros in the AL, in the World Series, but got to give it up to the Braves, man. They're on their way. That's another team I can't get behind. It's not that I can't get behind them. It's just like, for me as a kid, all you did was beat up on the Braves. You know what I mean? Like in the World Series a couple times, which is fine. So they really don't hold any grudges. But I just like, there's a lot of cocky Atlanta Braves fans right now. You know what I'm saying? They're out there, for what I heard.
So a lot of cocky. You're talking directly to Craig.
Yes. I'm talking to the big deal, Craig Steele.
I only know one Braves fan.
I know a lot of Braves fans.
I know.
In the Twitterverse, I'm associated with a lot of these, like the writer.
Box Score Sean, the big Braves fan.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Box Score. Oh, remember
what happened this morning? I told you that I had relatives come in from Cali, right?
With a dog.
Yes, they also brought that Cali good, so I'm a little fucking tuned up early this morning. All right?
Jesus Christ. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just a lifestyle, but like, I don't know. The last time I saw my aunt and uncle, if they come in and for, whatever kind of party or whatever, it's a hug and a kiss. And that's it. You know what I mean? Hey, Chris, it's been a long time. Got that good shit for you.
It wasn't even Bud. It was hash. So that's like definitely Cali shit, at least dispensary which I don't really do.
Talk to me like I'm five and I'm uneducated. What's the difference?
Bud is like Bud. You break it up.
And right.
Hash is essentially just like
goes a collective in the brownies?
It's like almost like a waxy type. You pull it apart. I don't know, man.
It's concentrated.
Like, I'll show
Keith.
It to you. Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's a little, it's got some moisture.
I work with a bunch of drug lords over here.
It's got
here,
a little
man.
Bit. Weed is not a drug. It's the anti-drug. But we could discuss that.
I mean,
that
look, it's not for nothing. We had, what's his face, rolling shit on our table the other day.
Yeah, bro. We had to smoke a festive log of defeat.
That's true. I mean, Bobby Fitz helped us out on that night. Not me. I didn't indulge. I just drank. But anyway, so we're waiting to find out who is going to play the Braves. We got ourselves a game five with the Giants and the Dodgers. That comes up tomorrow, I believe. Not today. Obviously, they played last night. Is it tonight? It's not tonight, right?
Let me check. I mean, oh boy. I don't know. They've been playing
I have no idea.
Back to back to back.
It's actually crazy that I've watched four baseball games since the Yankees been eliminated. World record for me.
I was just going to say, we pretty much universally said we weren't going to watch the playoffs, and AJ is watching every night. You're watching every night. I'm not.
AJ is now a complete degenerate.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what happens. He's like the mini Kyle now.
A long-term investment.
By gambling your only money away?
AJ, I'm going to actually have a meeting with you and Kyle because I want to sit in on one of these research days and be able to research my own shit. So I could come in here.
You're doing well in the NFL picks.
I can show you my Buccaneers Eagles notes for Thursday. I already sent it to him.
Okay.
You have notes?
Yeah.
Three pages.
I'm more interested in the websites and like actually where you're going for the information.
The Athletic.
The Athletic is the greatest publication going right now.
This is not supposed to be public knowledge. This is why
I'll
talk to you later.
Which is hence the reason why he said, I got to talk to you later about this stuff. But anyway, so that we'll talk about the the Scoop Espo. Did you see that comment? Chop Sports, we know our weed. That's great. Oh, my dad's listening now like, what is he doing over there? What the fuck? What am I doing? All right. Anyway, let's towel off, as Michael K would say. Let's relax for a second. Let's bring it back to speed. Let's take a little break, pay some bills, and when we come back, we got the NFL quarter season awards. That's right. We're a quarter of the way through, technically, because we're writing off week one as a non-existent thing. So we're coming right back with your NFL quarter season awards. What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I got a question for you. Have you ever dreamt about flipping a house or buying an investment property? I know I have. There's a reason why house flipping is out of reach for most people, and that's because of a lack of information. Flipping Made Easy is for people like you who feel drawn to the world of house flipping, but they don't have a clue as to where to start. Check out FlippingMadeEasy.com. Here, you'll find comprehensive and easy to understand information about every stage of the house flipping process. You'll receive access to millions of houses ripe with flipping potential. Hundreds of expert guidance explained through research articles and easy to understand video content. And thousands of vendors for all of your house flipping needs. Subscribe to FlippingMadeEasy.com and become part of the flipping community. Right now, if you use the promo code CHOP, you'll receive a free t-shirt and a 30-day, that's right, 30-day money-back guarantee. That's FlippingMadeEasy.com. FlippingMadeEasy.com. Go check those guys out if you're looking to flip some houses and learn and educate yourself. I know I am. I'm going on every single day. I'm looking at new properties. I'm looking on how to, you know, flip my own house. You know, even with people living in there, I'm like, look, you got to go. I got to make some money. So I there's a reason why we get new signage outside and we get these new perks to the business. It's because I'm flipping houses with FlippingMadeEasy.com. So go check those guys out right now.
Why don't you go check them out and get their banner? So we
I got to get my banner. Yes, we got to put the banner up. I put the jersey back up. Because you made the jersey Jimmy's background, in which Jimmy didn't even use it, technically, because Jimmy's old and out of touch and doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to any kind of technology. Is he traveling right now? Yes, so he's not listening. He's not listening. All right, good. So he's going to L.A., sunny Los Angeles, Angeles, as he calls it. He did send me his new commercial for Brave and Health. That was cool. So he did his audition here at the studio, and he booked it, and now he's on television again. So next week, Jimmy's bookings has to be Brave and Health.
He hasn't brought up his local, locally syndicated commercials just yet. He hasn't gotten to that
point. So he's done all the movies and TV shows, but never commercial spots? No,
we're not that low yet.
We're not that desperate for content just yet.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I guess, sorry, Jimmy, I was trying to give you credit. But all right, look, the NFL, we get week six tomorrow. It starts with the Philadelphia Eagles against the Buccaneers, in which, you know what, dude? All right, I'll ask you guys this question because it's bothering me. Cowboys Nation is bothering me with this right now on the Twitterverse, right? A couple people are out there, some notable writers for the Dallas Cowboys, and they're saying, root for the Eagles. Because they're not going to be a thing at the end of the year. And like you'll get the tiebreaker and a better record over the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, bro.
It's week six.
I'm going to explain to you. Welcome to being a good team, Dave.
I'm not used to this.
You fuck cares. You think if the Vikings are playing the Rams, do you think I'm rooting for the Rams? No. I want that one seed, baby. Talk to me week 15 when you're like, oh, I wish Philly would have beaten this team. Trust me. Right now, you have a very different division. If you're looking at if the Cowboys are as good as you think they are, then why are you worrying about Philly? You already beat them by 40 points. You'd be worrying about the teams that you might have to go on the road and face in the playoffs. You want those teams to lose.
Dan?
Trust me.
Dan, who are you rooting for tomorrow?
You don't have to root for anybody.
Can you actually sit there and stomach, like, I want the Eagles to beat the Rams?
First of all, here's the trick.
I mean, the Bucks.
Here's the trick. You don't root. You hope, in passing, that you catch a score, and it's the Eagles winning the game. You're not like, wow, go Philly. If they lose, you're like, word, Philly lost. At least they helped us, right? Or Philly won. At least they helped us. Put your fanhood aside because you don't have to prove it. We know you're a fucking Cowboys fan, right? You don't have to hate Philly
that
much. I
don't know. I just feel dirty. I feel dirty. Be like, oh, sometimes, yeah, we hope Philly wins.
Sometimes it pays to be a dirtbag, Dave. So just go against your gut on this one and go Philly. Go Birds, baby.
Oh, my God. What's the spread of that game? I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
We're getting 7 or 6.5.
Is that in Philly?
It must be. Yes, it is.
So if this was in Tampa, it would be a 10-point spread at least?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Also, you're rooting for Philly, right? Like, clearly. Did I at least do a good job?
You did a good job on selling it, but I don't know, man. I want the easiest way to revisit this conversation
week 15.
The easiest way to the postseason is to win your division, right? That's the easiest way?
The easiest way to get a home game. The easiest way to the Super Bowl is home playoff games for a fact.
Well, here's the thing. With now they're only being one bye, like the Cowboys aren't going to be the one seed.
I'm talking about home games.
You're going to get one regardless if you win the division.
Don't you want two? Don't you want a potential home game? Forget about.
But here's the thing: if you're the two seed, let's just say the Cowboys finish two, right? If you're the two seed, you're getting home field until you face the one seed in the championship game.
But if you get the three seed because Tampa won, and you play Tampa in the second round, guess where you're going?
To the same place we almost won the first game.
Almost won, and there is definitely no moral victories in the playoffs. So,
is that a fact? All right. Well, anyway,
I think that you're low key rooting for Philly. You just won't admit it after this conversation. There has to be at least potential there. But moving on.
I don't know. But anyway, we're getting into our quarter of the season awards. It's, you know, something that I know a lot of people, a lot of listeners right now are going to take as very serious. And, you know, give out awards 5 weeks after the NFL season has started. We broke it down. Just MVP, offense and defense player of the year, offense rookie of the year, defense rookie of the year, and coach of the year right now.
Talk about feeling dirty, bro. Now we've officially entered like the talking head status. I feel dirty.
Right.
We're talking quarter season MVP awards.
I can't wait till I post that video, right? And then people are like, this guy doesn't know anything. He's only talking because he has a script in front of him. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't really believe that. You know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness gracious. Anyway. All right. So we'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Coach of the year right now. I'll kick things off with a guy that you said was the reason why the team wasn't going to be that good.
When I looked at my list and when you started talking, obviously we have the same person.
Okay. So. It's far beyond anybody else. If you haven't lost the game yet, you're the coach of the year. Cliff Kingsbury, he's doing his thing, man.
It's not if you haven't lost the game yet, because if the Bills were 5-0, I wouldn't be like McDermott, because you expected the Bills to do well.
That's what I'm saying. The Cardinals, this team's out of nowhere.
You know, they were predicted by everybody to finish last in their division. They're not gonna. So
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, so Kingsbury for me, Kingsbury for you, I'm assuming, and AJ.
I'm shocked right now
that didn't say Mike McCarthy.
No, that both you guys are in consensus with Kingsbury. I thought you guys were going to say Brandon Staley. I think he's doing a hell of a job over there in Los Angeles. That defense has made tremendous strides from last year, where it's basically the same unit, and it's gone from a unit that was probably bottom five in the league to top five now. They're playing ridiculous out there, and personally, with only one loss to a really good Dallas Cowboys team, he's clearly my coach of the year. First year as a head coach, come on.
He's not. He's an interesting guy to listen to talk football. He's definitely.
Bro, do you feel dumber every time you watch like a Brandon Staley interview?
But, I mean, like, there was
after
some
he's
the,
done, I'm like, some of the things I just learned
that,
so
but,
much.
But some of the things that he was saying, he's like, the reasons why you want to run the football. He's like, obviously, I wanted to be like, I can't tell if I'm supposed to be like saying like, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. But he was literally breaking it down for like my mother, you know, like my mother could watch that and be like, wow, I know exactly how to run an offense now. Thanks. What's his name?
Brandon Staley.
Brandon. Sounds like an NFL lineman named Brandon Staley.
I think he was. No, he was not. Brandon. No, he was definitely not. I'm thinking of somebody else. All right. So coach of the year is a consensus except for Staley.
He definitely bucks the whole notion that you have to have been played and been good at football to coach, because that guy.
Dan, coach of the year.
Putting him on the spot. That's fucked.
That's all right. What do you think? Oh, okay. Danny's with AJ here, thinking Staley is the guy.
Because me and him don't agree on anything, apparently. And I said Kingsbury.
It's also because I think Kingsbury's going to lose to the Browns this weekend.
Oh, fair. All right.
Well, then if we did this in week six, then maybe you would have a point.
Oh, man. We should. You know what? Let's do it every week until the end of the season just to see where we're at. All right. So, coach of the year, defensive rookie of the year. Okay, let's be honest here. It is clear and cut and obvious. It is Micah Parsons.
No, Eric Stokes.
What do you mean? First of all, Micah Parsons is the clear and cut choice for the reason of he plays multiple positions. He's a game changer already within five games. And again, this is five games worth. He's the best defensive rookie of the year.
He's got my vote. I picked him preseason.
AJ?
I'm a Penn State guy. I'm not a Cowboys guy. Don't worry.
I chose Micah Parsons. The only other guy I would even that consider. Was very
good.
You like that?
You were like, I chose him.
The only other guy I would even consider is Patrick Surtain. He is a beast over there in Denver.
Surtain?
Surtain.
Surtain? Junior?
Is it certain? Surtain or Surtain?
It's definitely Patrick Surtain Junior.
All right. Point being, Micah Parsons, he plays against shitty O-line six times a year, so he should dominate rest of the season.
So, all right, Surtain Jr. gets a little nod there. Offensive rookie of the year. This is a clean sweep, all three of us. I mean, they're helping Danny's fantasy team out right now. Jamar Chase. This kid is out of control good, has changed the absolute dynamic of the Bengals offense. Joey Burrow is having himself some fun throwing to this kid every week. I looked it up today, 456 yards, five touchdowns. So he averages a touchdown.
That's Randy Moss territory.
Yeah.
So
missing the ball on this kid in fantasy will be the bane of my existence.
You know what it was? Does everybody know what it was? This is why preseason is whack, because he had like three or four drops in the preseason.
Oh, and then how about, didn't he go on record saying the ball was too small or big or something like that?
No, there was no stripes.
I couldn't see the stripes on the ball. Like, so people are like, you can't draft this guy. He doesn't know anything, you know? And now all of a sudden,
five
like
NFL records later. There's multiple factors to wet into it, but anyways.
I drafted him.
Yeah. So I advised you to draft him too, and I watched Jay Devlin pick him like 2 seconds after I said it.
Jay Devlin, you see he scored 200 points almost in fantasy football?
Yeah, because he posts about it. I'm not going to post about my 109 points.
Yeah.
In the same league.
All right. Defensive player of the year. This is, again, easy pickings for me. It is Trayvon Diggs by a landslide right now. 6 interceptions and 5.
I don't know that it's a landslide. It's definite, but it's.
You cannot even throw to his side anymore. Reason
that's also very, very false.
I mean, come on, bro. He's picked off every quarterback he's played.
Look, you can't take away, and you know that I've been behind him every step of the way as far as, like, you can't deny the numbers. They're there. Right now, I have him written down. I just don't think it's as big of a landslide as you think because there's some disparaging numbers to make a case.
Oh, I do have him. I have a guy that if you were to consider somebody else, I do have a backup.
Who's your backup?
Myles Garrett. Okay. He has 7 sacks in 5 games.
And Chandler Jones is right there.
Correct. So, right? So they're still making noise.
Because they're doing really well. But they're
the
really clear-cut
obvious. Diggs, you had no idea this was going to happen.
And that's what I think the whole thing is. But there is that. He is on pace to give up a shitload of receiving yards to guys that he's covering.
As of right now, that seems to be the thing. But the Cowboys have taken the foot off the gas. 100%.
So thank Mike McCarthy for that.
Yeah, because he's a
if he doesn't win the Defensive Player of the Year, it'll be for that reason. Now, I'm not saying, look, what has he got? 11 picks already?
Six.
Clearly, he's on his way to break records. But the thing is, with picks, you know how this goes. I know you do.
He'll get 6 and finish the year with 8.
If it does get to a point where they do not throw to his side anymore, the picks will diminish, and he could finish the season with 2 more picks.
You want a bold?
And that'll still be a great year.
Right. You want a bold prediction from Papa Sturge, my dad? I was talking to him the other day when we were watching the game.
I do.
Here's a bold prediction. He goes, before the end of the year, this kid's going to play offense. Former receiver. Wrinkles.
You will not see it for one reason and one reason only.
He's Deion. He's that guy.
He's not.
He is.
And the reason why you will not see it is because your coach is nowhere near innovative enough to be able to incorporate that wrinkle into the offense without his brain exploding. So sorry, Papa Sturge. It is a good idea because that guy's got some ball skills.
Oh, he's a former receiver. On the
sideline. Yeah.
He went to college and they turned
him. His brother's drafted in the first round in fantasy at receiver. So you got to imagine that.
Correct.
He could play wide out too.
Are we good with Diggs?
I'm going Myles Garrett.
Okay. Just again. The sack numbers, they don't lie. Stats don't lie. He's an absolute wreck over there.
I think those can stay consistent throughout the year. While Diggs, I love him, but I think it's slightly going to dip. And that's no respect.
Loves him now. Remember that time? Remember that time you said he was booty juice?
Yeah. I think this is out of all the things.
He was booty juice.
MVP, the MVP, offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, they're closer than the other ones. I think the other ones were a landslide.
Okay. So you're going Diggs. You're going Myles Garrett, you're going Diggs. Are you going Diggs?
I'll go Diggs.
Okay,
I'll go Diggs because right now you can't deny the interception numbers are crazy.
Diggs. Danny's agreeing that Trayvon Diggs, defensive player of the year.
Danny, we're making progress.
offensive player of the year right now. Gucci's not going to like my choice at all.
Tom Brady?
And it goes with a guy who's got 1,767 yards passing in 5 games, averaging 350 yards. Tom Brady, you have him too?
Yeah.
Offensive player. Wow. You talk about making progress with Danny. You want to fight this guy, and all of a sudden he's your offensive player of the year. That's fun.
I'm consistent. I keep it completely real in my assessment no matter what.
Okay.
No matter what.
All right. So you got Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. AJ?
I'm going with Devontae Adams.
Oh, AJ, come here.
Oh God, this is off camera here. This is actually happening right now.
I mean, he is absolutely a different beast.
Change my pick, by the way.
There's no way any cornerback can adjust to the way that that man plays football. And we saw last week 200 yards in a game where every other receiver in that game was kind of getting locked down, besides the boy Randall Cobb. So Devontae Adams is simply put an X factor. He will. B, you're an entire offense. You can't stop him.
I don't hate it.
I'm going to switch mine to Devontae Adams because AJ is on the money.
Come on.
It's Tom Brady because he's the quarterback and he's going to win like the MVP B award because it's. But sometimes they go with the rushing leader or the guy that leads in receptions. Devontae Adams has a chance to. I don't know that he could break that record because it's really, really high.
Speaking of records. Myles Garrett's got a nice little shot. If he continues the way he is, he's going to blow by straight.
Plus, that's an extra game, too.
Well, then that's where all the asterisks come in. Like, well, he did it in 16 games. I hate that shit.
I
hope he does it in 16 games.
I don't know
if
the NFL is going to apply asterisks to anything.
100% they are.
Do you see any asterisks next to any player that plays right now? Because there used to be 14 games.
There was 14 games in, like, 1960.
But in 1961, they didn't use an asterisk. You get what I'm saying? So like,
yeah, but I don't know, man.
I don't know that they're gonna do it. Just
a whole game.
Don't be surprised.
A whole game. Like that's a whole. That's 300 plus yards passing. That's 150 plus yards rushing.
Every single NFL number that you see right now, this way or that way, there's numbers that will never get broken. Because the way the rules have changed, the records will just stand forever. Should there be an asterisk next to them that can't get broken? Like, new records, those ones are definitely not getting broken. And there's going to be records that, like, passing yards, you know?
Well, you're going to see. I wouldn't necessarily see an asterisk, but I will say.
Like, Matthew Stafford's going to be
gonna
the
be in
leader.
The same sentence. It's going to say, Derrick Henry ran for 2,500 yards in a 17-game season.
It's gonna be
they're
like
never
going
to just say
it's
that.
It's going to be for a couple seasons.
Yeah,
but
then maybe
a phase. It's eventually just going to be the normal thing.
I'm with it. I'm with it. Okay, fine. All right. MVP. Now, if we were
a lot of
put an asterisk on this episode.
Why?
I don't know.
So MVP, if you're thinking back to our predictions, right? We said what we said. I think I took Mahomes. You took
Stafford.
And I think you took, who'd you take MVP?
Aaron Rodgers.
You took Aaron Rodgers, obviously. Okay. Duh. Right?
Also, if we're talking about betting, Aaron Rodgers is like ninth right now. It's a fucking solid bet. Just saying.
Okay. But now we're five games in. Are we sticking with it? Are we sticking with Aaron Rodgers? Are we sticking with Stafford? I'm not sticking with Patrick Mahomes. So where are you at, Gooch?
So just to be full disclosure on the way we're picking these, I'm not picking who I think is going to win.
Who's picking right now?
If the season ended right now in a vacuum, who's the MVP? It's Kyler Murray.
Oh, all right. And just because of the 5-0?
5-0, and the numbers are pretty much on par. It's not like he's not putting up numbers, but he's 5-0. He's the Vegas favorite. Usually that goes hand in hand. He's going to win the MVP.
AJ?
I think I chose this wrong. I was picking the most valuable player in terms of who, to me, is the biggest difference maker for the team. If you take that guy away
Lamar,
from the team,
that's called the MVP.
That is Lamar Jackson. That man is doing otherworldly things right now on the field because the defense.
It's a solid pick. Look, you can't go wrong.
I had to finally eat crow yesterday.
The
defense
has not been performing up to standards this year, and he's been coming back in a lot of games late. He's been showing the arm power and the arm accuracy that we haven't necessarily seen over the past 2 years. He's really making some big strides this year in the passing game, and we're seeing it in this total. So I'm personally Lamar Jack. If you take him away from that team, from that injury hobble team, that team is nothing.
Oh, well,
you
can make that case for any guy.
You can make the case for any starting quarterback in the NFL.
I think that if you take Josh Allen away from the Bills.
Well, now you're just stealing my thunder here because that's my MVP right now is Josh Allen. Josh Allen is an absolute animal. This kid, not only is he pound for pound right now, and I was always on the Mahomes train as far as like, but Josh Allen has jumped my rankings as far as quarterbacks in the league. I'm not just talking about MVP. Like, Josh Allen is up there with a Dak Prescott.
I want to sit there and agree with you with Josh Allen, but there's for the same reason can't put Rodgers in.
Though. You know when I made my
stinker.
You know
put
when
up
I
a stinker in game one.
Yeah, right. But you know when I made my determination? When I saw that man hurdle. When I saw him hurt, I'm like, this kid can do everything. And it's like ridiculous. And he has a phenomenal wide receiver one when he needs him to be there, right? In Stephon Diggs. Now we're finding out about Dawson Knox and how good he is. The only knock I can say about the Bills right
told what? Everybody about
yeah,
Dawson.
Yeah, no, Chris, you deserve all the credit on that. Dawson
all of
Knox
it.
Is
all
a
of
beast.
It. Just bow
He's
down.
A beast, bro.
But listen, the running game still. We don't know yet. You know, Moss is showing flashes. Singletary is showing flashes. But Josh Allen is just, he's making things look easy. He just beat the brakes
and you know
off
who's
the
not
off
running
one
the ball
of the better teams in
and
AFC.
Josh Allen's doing it with his arm. He's not even having to do what
right.
everybody said he could only do
right.
2 years ago.
And he's just, his air yards, like he's just, and he makes it look easy. So right now, through five games, Josh Allen's my guy. Like, and I don't think it's,
bro, it's crazy.
It's very close.
It's crazy when you look at the MVP race right now. Usually around this time, you start to see people separate themselves and you'd be like, wow, it's between these two or three guys because they're just,
there's like
putting up stud
eight
numbers.
Or nine, maybe
yeah,
10.
Yeah, bro. It's, well, realistically speaking, it's Kyler, Dak, Lamar, Rodgers,
Brady.
Brady.
Mahomes maybe
Mahomes,
at the end.
Yes and no.
Justin Herbert. That's
well,
crazy.
There's more. There's definitely more. That's just, and that's not even talking about the guys like Darnold who
Derrick Henry
actually were putting
in the conversation. He won't win it, but
Devontae Adams,
right. So there is a lot. I mean, we're 5 weeks into the NFL season, and all of a sudden, it's just like, take your pick. You know what I mean? And if you go to those Vegas odds, if you want to go to BetMGM, do that too. You can get a risk-free bet through Chop Sports if you click on Jamie Foxx's pretty face on chopsportsmedia.com.
Also, AJ, Lamar is pretty low on the list as well. I think as far as MVP favorites in Vegas,
I beg this question.
He's like seventh or eighth.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So Lamar Jackson is the sixth favorite, and Aaron Rodgers is the eighth favorite. Josh Allen's first favorite.
Where's Dak?
Dak is third favorite.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, that would be so. Dude, Dak Prescott's going to win comeback player of the year, MVP, and Super Bowl MVP in one season?
All right.
It's insane.
So yeah, but Candace Parker won Rookie of the Year and MVP in her fucking first year. You don't have a clue.
Who the fuck? Who is Candace Parker?
She's a WNBA chick. I didn't know that until the other day. I saw an Adidas commercial.
The commercial. That's exactly.
Thank you, Adidas.
Wait a minute. You got your information off of an Adidas commercial?
Yeah, and I got to say, it's a useful tidbit. That is impressive as fuck. Are we not going to lie here? I don't care what the sport is. That's impressive.
So she won what? I'm sorry. What was that?
Rookie of the Year and MVP. Same year.
Wow. Well, can she rap?
Nah, she can't rap. I would never draft her on my team.
Attaboy.
So if you had to draft a team of athletes to be in a rap group.
Yeah.
So this is where we're at, folks. And the only reason why we talk about this to close the show today is because yesterday, AJ went on at the end in what's supposed to be, it's called in the biz, it's called a soft close, meaning one line, get out, right?
Yeah, I tried to
do it with German thing. Right, I know. You tried it yesterday, and you were overshadowed.
Thank God.
By the GOAT rapper of our group here. If we had a group here, right, if we had a rap group, AJ's the lead singer. We're just the hype men in the back just looking hard. You know what I mean? Like, it just being those dudes. AJ dropped bars yesterday. He rapped The Rock's verse in one of the new hit singles called Face Off. And it's funny because our boy, or one of my friends, Scott, teacher at Woodbridge High School, I think he said something about he's got to watch like In School Suspension during our showtime, which he's like, this is amazing because then he can just pop in the earphones and watch. He says he stopped watching our show at that moment to go download the new Rock single. So vicariously, we're making the Rock money here.
Watching the show when the show ended. So shout out to that.
Yeah, shout out to him watching the entire time. But I will say, yesterday, there was a lot of positive response. Forget Rough and Rowdy. Let's do a rap battle. Yeah, we should do a rap battle, according to Scoop. So yeah, drop bars, great, great ending. But it got Gucci thinking. Got AJ thinking. It got Gucci thinking as well as the resident rap god here, and we're not talking about M. Drafting a rap
trio. Amigos.
Yeah, so we had a little pre-show meeting in the green room, and by the green room, I mean AJ called me this morning, and he said, what do we want to talk about today on the show? And he's like, I have a good idea for some, like, you know, it's the Wednesday show. We're always kind of in need
of content. Loose on a Wednesday because there's no football.
We had a good response with the whole rap verse, so he's like, why don't we draft a group of rappers, like the Migos style, where we pick three.
Okay.
Go from there.
All right. So with the first pick, we'll go with you. Oh, you want to start with me?
No, I want the first pick.
Okay. with the first pick in the Chop Sports rap group draft, the Gooch selects.
AJ, I'll trade you my first pick for your second and third. No, I'm kidding. All right. I take Dame Dolla, baby. He's by far the best rapper in history of athletes.
Period. I didn't even know he rapped.
Really? Damian, he has good
Lillard,
songs,
bro. Woo.
Wait, really? Dame Lillard's a rapper?
Yes.
Dame Dolla.
Not only is he,
I mean, I know who that, I mean, I know Dame Dolla because that's his nickname. I didn't know that was his rap name.
And he is cold blooded on the court and in the booth. All right. Dame Dolla.
So Dame is the first pick in the Chop Sports rap.
Are we
Migos
sneaking this
group
way or that
yeah
way?
Let's just swing it towards AJ because I'll get the GOAT. So go ahead.
Okay, so this is an easy first pick for me. As a fellow Miami Hurricane, I heard this song my freshman year a few times. It's sang by Greg the Leg, Greg Olson, Greg with the Third Leg, the Seventh Floor Crew. If you guys do not remember,
I'm thinking, is he about to say Zerline right now?
I honestly, when he said Greg the Leg, I was like, wait, what?
And by the way, I preface this as not the group, not the, for people that are listening, just so you know, these are the best athlete rappers of all time in our group, not just
it's just your
like
rap
it's not group. Like we're not gonna be like, oh, Biggie, Tupac, Eminem, you know what I mean?
You don't have to have the best rap skills to make the rap group. You've heard the
very
Migos.
True.
They don't. They
so
can't
Dame Dolla
all.
And now Greg Olson.
Greg Olson.
What, in a country band?
Greg, with the Third Leg. You don't know the Seventh Floor Crew, Miami? I mean, I can
is
bring
he,
up
you
the
went
song,
to the U.
You
I don't know
Greg
this
Olson,
stuff.
You're talking about the tight end.
Greg Olson, the tight end. Yeah, so basically the Miami team with Greg Olson, they had a rap group together, right?
Bro,
and what they
I got to hear it now.
Now I have, right? And now somebody just left the show to go download it.
Because Greg Olson is the biggest fucking dork I've ever heard talk in my life.
Oh, no. So he spits in that song. He's like, and I got my third leg. And then, like,
so he's talking about his own member. Oh, my God. I say member.
Was Cam one of the
AJ? I say member. trying to clean up the show, and you just blurted out.
I had to hammer it home.
Did he have Cam Newton as one of his video hoes?
No, Cam Newton was not a video hoe. Tracy Morgan was not a video hoe. There was no video hoes in that.
All right. So first of all, Scoop is guessing my pick, that I'm going to pick Troy Aikman. He was in a video. Troy Aikman was definitely in a music video back in 91 or 92, and it was the most cringeworthy shit you've ever seen in your life. However, I'm picking the greatest rapper, greatest athlete rapper of all time. He's sitting right behind me. It's Deion Sanders. He's standing right behind me, not even with his back turned to me, so he's actually kind of mad. But primetime, bro. He's a really good
corner, very bad baseball player, far worse at rap. I can guarantee you that. Primetime. But that is a solid pick because, yes, you know, it's all about being extravagant and showing off, and prime time, none of the rappers could rap, so Dion's probably going to go platinum. So good first pick.
I know.
So are we snaking?
Oh, there's another pick?
It's a rap group, bro. So if you want to just...
Oh, okay, so okay. So we each have a group. I thought we were making one. I
could pick for you if you'd like.
No. I got one. Ready? I have not heard any of his bars yet, but the Cowboys cornerback Kelvin Joseph is now named Boss Man Fat. Once we drafted him, I said, great, you know, somebody with a side career. But apparently he's really good. So I'm going to stick with my Cowboys theme here and go Boss Man Fat, Kelvin Joseph, who is coming off the IR
this week.
I'm rapidly
beginning to learn that my picks are all safe. Like, there's no way you're going to take my picks.
AJ, who's the second pick?
My second pick is Max Kellerman. He's not an actual athlete of sorts, but if you know Max Kellerman's past, you know that Max Kellerman can spit them balls, and here they are.
Wait, you're playing him?
What is that?
It's Max Kellerman rapping.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, that's him. Oh, that is hilarious. That is so... That's
called balls!
Wait a minute.
Jesus.
Did you see that?
I'm in trouble. I hope you... Do you have the my next pick's verse with Fu Schnickens? Shaq Fu?
No, Shaq, I do not.
Diesel, Shaq baby? Diesel? Okay.
Bro, the Shaq
album. Hey, Kobe, I'm on track, guys.
Hey, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Right? Or my nuts.
Dick, he said, remember. Yeah.
But yeah, Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Daddy. All right, so you have Shaq's actual thing right in front of you.
Yes, so Shaq got bars, right? Not only in the Kobe freestyle, but Shaq Diesel, the album that actually came out, he had a verse with Fu Schnickens. Trust me, Google, Spotify, Shaq, and Shaq could spit.
Scoop, honorable mention, Iman Shumpert, he said he doesn't sound bad.
No,
so.
No. I have my third pick now because we're doing...
Oh, shit, did I just spoil it? Was it Iman Shumpert?
No, it's fucking Ron Artest.
Oh, Scoop, kazam.
It's Ron Artest. You got to have some Queensbridge representation. Oh, and you need to have some guy.
You mean Meta World Peace?
Well, no, his rap name is Ron Artest. So, so you need Queensbridge representation, and you need a lunatic that actually can't rap, much like Styles P, the Lox, where he was like, I guess he could rap a little bit, but he was more there just to beat the shit out of people and, you know, rape you in jail, I guess, because that's kind of what they rapped about.
Good
but,
Lord!
But yeah, so Ron Artest, the rapper, Meta World Peace, the basketball player.
Okay, AJ, your third and final.
All right, so when I'm making this rap group, right?
Well, I mean, first of all, AJ is by far the winner here because he's got Greg Olson and Max Kellerman as his...
First of all,
as far as interesting is concerned,
we're going to let the people decide.
Okay.
All right. This is not going to be something where Dave decides.
Okay.
Right?
We are going to let the people
You got
decide.
Fucking Kelvin Joseph, and you're going to tell me who's winning the rappers.
I'm not in the rap game knee deep like you.
That's why I'm going to help you with your third one. If you don't say him, I'm going to be disappointed.
So, when I'm constructing this team, right? Obviously, we can note here, I have two white members. We don't have much of an edge here. Greg the Leg, Family Man, Max Kellerman, Pussy. So we need a guy who's going to be the star of this rap trio, the Quavo, the guy who's got the big energy, kind of an asshole, but he's got that star power. We're bringing Antonio Brown to this rap group.
This is the guy. I'm so happy that he got brought up.
Was that
here.
When he had the blonde mustache?
Yes.
He was like all sorts of screwed
blonde
up.
Blonde mustache. He retired from football. He said, y'all don't want to let me use my helmet? Fuck y'all. And then he did his own little rap career. He got a song that's called Whole Lotta, and it goes, a whole lot of money, honey, a whole lot of money.
This is that's the Tupac right now. The AB is the Tupac of
rapping. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, AB.
My group.
AB. And I think he has a beef with Jody Highroller. Riff Raff. Yeah, so he's even got a rap.
Now you're way over my head. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. But anyway.
Bro, Jody Highroller, you got to fucking get up.
I didn't have a solidified third guy, but I do have a guy that dropped one word in a song, in a rap song. And
was it the guy? Oh, I almost made a terrible joke.
No, don't do it. Can't get canceled here. There's one guy who has one word in a song, and it's simply woo, and it's Ric Flair in Ric Flair Drip in that song. I don't know who sings it.
21 Savage.
And Offset.
Metro Boomin.
That one.
Offset.
Offset sings it. It's called Ric Flair Drip.
21 Savage.
He says woo. He says woo once, and I'm like, well, there's your rap career, Rick. I mean, you've done everything else.
I'm not going to disagree with that, right? Okay. But I'm very shocked that you did not mention Colt Beasley.
Oh, he's the worst. But like, he's the worst, bro. I figured
that your entire team would be all about the star. Your rap group would be about the star.
No, so he's assumed, a Bill. Screw him.
I assumed wholeheartedly that Colt Beasley.
First of all, I listened to all that crap, and I was like, dude, just stop. It's bad. It's so bad.
Imagine if you listened to that when people were like, you can't play wide receiver, you're white. And they say the same thing. Like, you can't be a rapper, you're white. No, man.
Cole Beasley, I know. He's just going the Marshall Mathers route. He's like, I can do it,
normal rappers have adversity. He's like, yeah, my whole life I've been fucking white. Fucking hard to be.
Says the guy that
career.
Has two white rappers in his group.
Right, nah,
but
right.
You know what? I would rather take the white guys with less adversity and have them gentleman, Antonio Brown, really fucking hammer home.
Jesus Christ.
Antonio Brown is definitely
well, that's
like
it. That, so we'll leave it up to the fans.
Trying to bang their girlfriend.
We'll leave it up to the fans to decide. We'll clip this up. We'll put it on our socials. We'll see whose rap group is the best. I'd ask Danny, but I know for a fact he doesn't like rap music. So, that is like not even close. But yeah, so those are our rap groups. Welcome to Wednesdays here at Chop Sports, by the way. We need football back tomorrow badly. So anyway, with that, this has been another banger of a show. We talked a lot about our NFL awards as of 5 games in. We talked a little baseball. We talked a little rap game. We talked everything there is to talk about. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe all the podcasts on the Chop Sports Network. We just dropped new episodes today, all about the star, which that's a shameless self-plug to myself. However, I did have Christopher Price from the Boston Globe as my guest. So me and him talked a little shit as far as Cowboys-Patriots this week. I had him on. We have the goddamn Jets drop today where they're celebrating not showing up in London. And then we have, what else we have today? Chart Shoppers is back, in which Alan Austin has decided to try to lift the spirits of the New York Giants right now because there's not much good going around New York Giants media. So he's ranking his top 10 Giants of all time. So go check out Alan Austin. Tomorrow we're dropping.
Anything, I feel like that's going to be depressing. They're going to all be from like years and years ago.
like Rodney none Hampton, of them are I miss
now.
You.
They're all bad now.
They're all shit. But yeah, so go check those guys out. Tomorrow drops a new I'm Your Football Team with Keith Ernst. And of course, the Mets will wrap up their season today. And then they're going to, you know, talk about what they're going to do in the offseason. But they do record today. Ibby will be recording from his car again, apparently. And, of course, John Sapinaro as well. So go support the brand. Go support the merchandise. I'm wearing one of the hoodies now. Best hoodie in the world. Chopsports.shop. Chopsportsmedia.com for all your information, your betting stuff. And, of course, that's all the plug. There's a lot of plugs right there. I just spit them all. Yo, talk about bars. I just spit off the entire network. All right. So for Sturch, Gooch, AJ behind the glass, special guest, baby bro Danny. This has been another episode of the Chop Sports Daily, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Football is back.
Yo, you need to put on that Max track now because we couldn't hear it. ASAP.